This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. It's been 20 years since the North American Free Trade Agreement was signed, and today some 6 million American jobs now depend in some way on trade with Mexico. That's according to the Woodrow Wilson Center's Mexico Institute. From the Fronteras Reporting Project, Jude Joffe Block profiles one Arizona manufacturer that now sees Mexico as its ticket to growth.
Like most Americans, Bill Jordan drives to work. But unlike most, his commute involves an international border crossing.
Well, we're crossing over here, and as we come across into the border itself of Mexico, so where the blue signs are.
We're in Jordan's car crossing from Calexico, California, into Mexicali. He works for a small company called Allied Tool & Die that makes niche aerospace parts in Phoenix. Jordan's job is to supervise a new satellite plant here.
So now we're in Mexicali itself, and this is the old part of downtown that...
Jordan is one guy in a long line of U.S. manufacturers who have made this trek south. Since NAFTA took effect, big multinational companies like Ford and General Electric have expanded their operations in Mexico, sometimes taking American jobs with them. Jordan's company followed Honeywell, their biggest customer, and started making airplane engine parts here.
We visited them here in Mexicali. We chose a batch of part numbers and says, we will make these in Mexico for you.
2 years ago, Jordan opened the new shop with just 3 Mexican employees and a few big machines. This is new business, so none of the Phoenix staff lost their jobs. Workers at the Mexicali plant earn about a third of what their American counterparts make.
That's a press going up and down. It's forming a little piece that will go into the assembly of a jet engine.
Before that, these pieces will travel to Arizona for processing and then cross back to Mexico to be installed into a Honeywell airplane engine system. Since all the materials are North American, that means no tariffs when they cross the border. Michael Comunez of the U.S. Commerce Department says NAFTA has helped grow this kind of supply chain that supports jobs in both countries.
You'll see products that cross the border 3 and 4 times or more en route to final production because there's a value-added component happening on both sides of the border. It's a synergistic relationship that benefits both countries.
Chris Wilson of the Woodrow Wilson Center's Mexico Institute says a fundamental shift has taken place.
People used to be worried about jobs being sent to Mexico from a U.S. perspective, but that's really changed. Now people are worried about jobs being sent to China.
Over the last decade or so, low wages in Asia drew thousands of manufacturers away from North America. But now some new plants are opening up again in Mexico. The number of aerospace companies in the country has quadrupled in the past 7 years. And that growth could also generate opportunities for nearby American and Canadian suppliers.
And the reality is that we in North America are all competing together as one economic unit. And so instead of being competitors, we're really partners in the global economy.
Partners in the global economy sounds about right to Bill Jordan. Back in Mexicali, he says Mexico's progress in aerospace is what will keep the Phoenix plant growing.
So that supply chain stays here, so we can go back and forth with companies in the U.S. rather than seeing it leave this side of the world and go over to Europe or go over to Asia. Let's try to keep it here on our continent within the NAFTA.
That's the hopeful manufacturing mantra you hear these days all along the border. Reporting from Mexicali, I'm Jude Joffe Block for Marketplace.